Thursday the 31st of October, Toruei Lo Shishi of Ilan Halberstadt, Parshas Hashavua.
I'd like to think that this is start the day of Toruei, which means people are going to be going all night, because it's start the day, so people are obviously going all night. Now Parshas told us, the most difficult point about giving the shir is, Baruch Hashem, a jam-packed parasha with so much to speak about, is hard to, you almost feel wrong to speak about one part because what's going to be with the other bits. But the less brayer we don't have all night. So let's focus on one particular point. It says that Rivka experienced terrible pains. She had the children inside of her that were, as we'll see in a second, they're making a lot of movement. She says, why me? And she went to seek advice what she should do. Now, Rashi tells us already that we all know famously the Medrash says that when she was walking past the base of her Dezara, so she got severe kicks. And when she walked past the base of Medrash, there was more movement. Now, we know she goes to find a solution, and she's told that she's going to have two nations. Basically, she's going to have a Tzaddik, and she's going to have a Rasha. That's basically what she was told. And you have to ask yourself, I don't understand. Poor Esav seems to get a bad deal in this whole thing. I mean, he's told even before he started that he's basically doomed, right? We see originally, he's already, you know, wanting to run over after Avodah Zarah from the beginning. And then we're told, Chazal say again and again, oh, he's born with as red, full of hair, and he was that's the type of person he was. He was a vicious type of person, and he was Midas Adin. Chazal are replete with negative comments about Esav, even from the start. In which case, it seems a bit unfair. Was Esav supposed to be a Rasha from the beginning? Can't be. It can't be, because we know that everybody has a tafkid in this world, and it can't be that Esav was put in this world to be a Rasha. He obviously had a tafkid, but what was it? If it was already from utero, she's told, that Shnei Le'umim Ma'ech Baredu Le'oim Elohim Yemot V'Rav Yavot Tzoyer. So, what is Esav supposed to do? What was his tafkid in the world? Rashi says later on about Vayigdal and Orim, they grew up. Vayi Esav Ishu Dei Atzayid Ish Sadi, was a man of the field. Vayakav Ish Tam Yeshev Aholim. Says Rashi, what does it mean that Esav was Yedei Atzayid? He knew how to hunt. So Rashi says, more than just hunting in the field, Lotzud V'Loramos is Ovid Bepiv. He knew how to hunt and trick his father, Bepiv. Kitzayid Bepiv. So, Tzayid Bafiv means he knew how to trick his father. What did he say to his father? Famously, Rashi says, Vesholeh, he would ask his father very firm questions. Abba, he would say, Heich ma'asrinus ha-melech v'sateven, how do you take ma'isa from salt and from straw? Kesava aviv, shumadakte b'mitzvahs. He's asking firm questions, how do you take ma'isa from salt and straw? Here's a Rosh Hashiva, he was mamish, blown away, and that was part of the Tzayid Bafiv, that Esav tricked his father by asking him these firm questions when obviously he wasn't holding at that stage at all. Obvious question is, what is Pshat in this Rashi? What does Rashi mean? He asked about how to take Maisa from salt and straw. Why dafka salt and why straw? What a funny thing to ask. And why did that show that he was so firm? You know? There's obviously more than just any old question. He could have asked many. And this was the question that very much impressed Yitzchak. So obviously there was something impressive with the statement of, can you take ma'isa from straw and salt? What is it? What's the pshat? And a PS, since we might as well throw it in, the Arizal says that Kitzayid b'fiv, Yitzchak loved, what was it about the piv of Esav? He saw that in the future there was going to be Rabbi Kiva. And Rabbi Kiva was Ben Gerim. Rabbi Kiva came from, therefore, ultimately from Esav, right? He was a Ben Gerim, and therefore he loved him. And so he's like that Arizal. He loved Yitzchak loved Esav, because he saw in the future there's going to be a Rabbi Kiva coming out of him. Obviously. Ein ha chazal hazeh oimer ela dorsheni. What does that mean? So this, what I'm about to present to you now, is a shir that I heard from Rav Moshe Shapiro, who mentioned this many years ago. A beautiful mahalach to understand what was the job of Esav. What was he supposed to do? He wasn't supposed to be a rasha. What was his tafkid? And once we understand this, so many things open up in the parasha. We'll see what we have time for. Yaakov and Esav are twins. They have a joint avoda. You know, Bereishis is a book full of brothers. We start with Cain and Hevel. There's Yaakov and Esav. There's Yosef and the brothers. From beginning to end, it's all about brothers. And the truth is, there's actually a connection to all the brothers in all the stories of Bereishis. And the connection is, there's always two types of people. There's one brother, if you follow the stories carefully, there's one brother who's what's called the Sur Meira. He's in charge of pushing away the Ra, and one brother who's in charge of Asay Toiv, to do that which is good. It starts with Cain and Hevel. Cain is an Oved Ha'adoma. He's involved in the Adoma, in the earth. And Hevel is a Roya Tzayim. And without going into detail, look, Cain doesn't succeed in overcoming the temptations and the terrible and difficult avoda of channeling the challenges of this world, and he ends up killing Hevel. And then we have the main battle that we are focusing on is Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov was Ishtom Yeshiva Holim, he's the Yeshiva Bocha. His job was to sit and learn. But Esav's job also was very, very important. Esav, Miloshen Asiya, is very much to do with this world. Asiya. His job was to be able to take on this world and be Makadish this world the way it's supposed to. Makadish the world. He was supposed to have a relationship with Yaakov, therefore. Together, he would be the, Esav would be the Surmei Ra, keep away from Ra, and Yaakov would be the Yoshev Aholim, the Asay Toiv, and together that would be the ultimate partnership. The twins that were supposed to be the partnership that would be the Kiddush Hashem. Torah and Mitzvahs. Esav was Mitzvahs. Yaakov was Torah. Torah and Mitzvahs, we need both of those. We'll soon see why Esav personified this idea of Mitzvahs. But that was his job. So of course he had tendencies. Yes, he wanted to go after the base Avodah Zorah. Of course he did. But that was his Avodah in this world. To have those tendencies, to be drawn after those things, and still overcome them. Not be sucked in. That was Esav's Avodah. So even though from the start, Vayisotis Rabbanim Bekirbo, nonetheless, the Avodah was there, yes, they both had, Yaakov was pulled towards the Beis Medrash, and Esav pulled towards Avodah Zorah, but his tafkid was to overcome that temptation, overcome that desire. They grow up, and he's the Ishya Dei Atzayit. Says Rashi says, that Esav asked his father, Heich Ma'asinus HaMelech, how do you think Ma'asinus from Melech and Tevan? Here's a beautiful idea. Melach and Tevin. What is salt and straw got to do with Esav? Why is he asking this? And why is Yitzchok so impressed by asking how to take Maisa from these things? Firstly, Maisa means it's the chelik that we give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whenever you have anything, you can't eat anything, it's Tevel Gomor until you've taken Maisa. That means this is the chelik that I give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I give to Hashem. I mekadesh it, I sanctify it. Esav's asking, how do I sanctify, how do I elevate to the level of Kedusha, Teven, straw, and Melach and salt? What are these two things? You'll see that these two things are two facets of the Yetzer Hara, and two things that we're supposed to do in this world with those two aspects. The Yetzer Hara is here to challenge us. It's a challenge. We're tempted to do certain things, and we have to rise to that challenge. The Yetzer Hara tells us to do an Aveira. How do we overcome it? Well, there's two parts to mitzvahs. We know there's mitzvahs aseh and mitzvahs lois aseh. How do you overcome the lois aseh? Don't do the Aveira. The straw, what is the straw compared to the seed? Inside you have the seed. It is protected by the straw. The straw itself is what's called the shomer lepri. Like you can have a peel. What's the point of a peel? It's psilas. No, it protects the fruit inside. Because you have that outer casing, that protects the inside. keeping away from a leisa, say, not doing an aveira, is protecting the world. You keep away from the negative forces. The shaymi lepri, that which protects the fruit, keeps away from other things, I don't know, thorns and predators and things that, well, predators are fruit, but things that want to eat this thing. It protects the inside. Esav's job is to protect the sanctity and the kedusha of Yaakov Avinu, to keep away from doing that which was bad. He's the shomer lepri, he's the kash, he's the straw. Base Esav lekash. Esav is compared to the straw, but the straw has a task. It's there to protect the kernel, to protect the seed inside. Esav is there to keep away from, keep out the negative forces. Yes, he's drawn after the negative forces, but his avoda is to keep them away, to overcome. That's the battleground for Esav, to keep away from the avoda zara and all those negative forces. But and that's what he was saying. How do I elevate to sanctity what's called the straw? How do I take ma'isa from straw? He was trying to say, look, I know this is my tafkid. My tafkid is to be the shomer lepri, is to be that which sets the stage for Yaakov Avinu, to be the ish sodeh, the man of the field, in which the tent is pitched. I'm the one that provides that battleground. I want to create a bubble of kedusha by keeping out all the negative forces. That's Esav's tafkid, to keep out all the negative forces so that you can then create this mishkan, this bias within the field. He's the ish sadeh, and Yaakov is the yoshev oholim, the tent in the field. The field is the place where the tent can exist, but it keeps out, so to speak. It allows the tent to exist. That's the shomer lepri. That is the tevin, the straw. And what's salt? Salt is the other very important factor of the Yetzer Hara. The Gemara tells us, V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha, Pasuk says, B'chol levavcha, with all your heart. Says Chazal, what's b'chol levavcha? What's the double bass? You have to love Hashem b'shnei yitzrecha, b'yetzer tov or v'yetzer hara. To love Hashem with your yetzer tov and your yetzer hara. What does that mean? How can you love Hashem with your yetzer hara? Yetzer tov, you can love Hashem. You can love Hashem with your yetzer tov and your yetzer hara. You're supposed to avoid the yetzer hara. So the simple explanation is, yeah, by avoiding the yetzer hara, then that's serving Hashem. But that would be called serving Hashem with the yetzer tov. How do you serve Hashem with the yetzer hara? More than that, the Gemara says in two places, in Sukkah and also in Kiddushin, Sukkah Nun Beis and Kiddushin Daf Lamed, the Gemara there says, "In Pagu B'chol Menuvel Zeh, if you meet this disgusting thing, Moshchei LeBeis HaMedrash, drag him to the Beis HaMedrash." That means if you meet the Yetzer Hara, you bump into him in the street, you say, "Come on, we're going to the Beis HaMedrash." And then the Gemara says, if he's stone, he'll melt, if he's iron, he'll smash. I don't understand. One second. You meet the Yetzer Hara, you should say, look, sorry, you stay out here, I'm going to the Beis HaMedrash. What do you mean? You take him into the Beis HaMedrash with you? For a schmooze? I don't understand. What does it mean? If you meet the Yetzer Hara Moshchei LeBeis HaMedrash, you take him to the Beis HaMedrash, you leave him outside, you go to the Beis HaMedrash. What's pshat? But the answer is so beautiful and so fundamental. We have this understanding that there's a Yetzer Tov and a Yetzer Hara. There's really one Yetzer. Yetzer means your motivation, your desire, your energy, your power. That same Yetzer can either be Yetzer Tov, or that very same thing can be Yetzer Hara. Example. Somebody has, I don't know, the gift of speech, let's say. He's a gifted orator. So that can either be Yetzer Tov, he can use that to speak Divrei Torah and influence people for the right purpose, or Chas V'Shalom, he could use that power of oratory. We know the greatest Rishayim in history. Just only 70 years ago, that greatest Rosho had that power of speech. You see, min hakotel hakotel. Is the power of speech good or bad? That koyach is either toiv or chas v'shalom can destroy the world. There's one yeter. If a person's feeling lazy, so lazy is a bad midah usually. But you know what? If you're lazy and you can't be bothered doing aveira, it's good. If you've got a lot of energy, is that good? Well, it could be good if you're going to do mitzvahs. But if you're going to invest all that energy in aveiras, then it's bad. There's only one yeter. Your desire, your yeter. It's either tov or it's ra. If you take away that desire completely, you'll have nothing left. In Paga B'chama Nuvel Zeh, if you meet this disgusting one, you suddenly get this inspiration of Yetzer Hara. What do? You don't suppress it. You don't say, you go away and I'm going to the Beis HaMedrash. You take that energy and invest it in the Beis HaMedrash. Moshcheyu LeBeis HaMedrash. Take that energy, that koyach, and take it to the Beis HaMedrash. That's what you're supposed to do. then you've channeled it into Torah, you'll see it's going to come alive. You take the Yetzer Hara and you serve Hashem with your Yetzer Hara. You take that Yetzer which is so pulling you to Ra, and you schlep it and put it into Tov. The Gemara tells us, the Gemara says, that when Chazal davened to get rid of the Yetzer Hara for Arayus, they got rid of the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah, and then they saw they're on a good wicket, and they say, you know what, let's try and get rid of Arayus. They daven the Chazal, daven to get rid of the Yetzer, the desire for Erva. And the Gemara says, no chicken laid any eggs for 3 days. And they realize, if you knock out that koyach in the world, sure you've got rid of the bad, but that same energy, that same desire won't even produce life. You've taken it out completely. Once you've removed that part of the body, so to speak, you've taken out that, then there's no cheshik whatsoever. The Zohar says on this week's parasha, it's called the Medrash HaNe'elam. The Zohar says that if you didn't have the Yetzer Hara, he says, do you know, we need the Yetzer Hara. If we didn't have the Yetzer Hara, you'd never have Chedvusa D'Shmaitza. You'd never get a Geshmak, you'd never enjoy learning if you didn't have a Yetzer Hara. Because that same Yetzer Hara, if you make it kosher, if you bring it to the Beis HaMedrash, that's going to be the geshmak, the enjoyment in the learning. That same desire, if you let it run wild and you don't do what you're supposed to, it'll be Yetzer Hara. It'll go after Taiva. But there's also Taiva, which can be positive. You can make it Toiridic. Your Taiva for Torah, you can enjoy Chedvusa D'Shmaitza. The Zohar says so. If not for the Yetzer Hara, we wouldn't have Chedvusa D'Shmaitza. You wouldn't enjoy learning. Because there's only one Yetzer. You either use it Lara, or you kasher it, you take it and you invest it in the Toiv. In Pogah B'chom and Nuvel Zeh, if you meet this disgusting one, Mashcheyu LeBeis HaMedrash, what an unbelievable Chazal. You drag him to the Beis HaMedrash, and you put all your koiches into Torah, and that is how to make it kosher. Chazal say, Barosi Yetzer Hara, I've created the Yetzer Hara, Barosi Loi Torah Tavlin, I've created for it Torah Tavlin. If you think about it, those words don't make sense. Barosi Yetzer Hara, I've created the Yetzer Hara, Barosi loy Torah Tavlin. It should have said Barosi kenegdai Torah Tavlin. I've made the Yetzer Hara, and keneged that, opposing that, I've got the Torah. Barosi loy means for it. I've created the Yetzer Hara, and I've created for it, on behalf of it, like almost supporting the Yetzer Hara, Torah Tavlin. How do you understand that? Elamite's the same pshat. Barosi Yetzer Hara, that desire, but Barosi Loi, for it. I told you there's a kosher outlet, and not just a kosher outlet, this is where it's supposed to go. Barosi Loi, for it, I've created the Torah, and that's the Tavlin. It's the spice of Torah. You want spice in Torah? It's the Yetzer Hara. Barosi Yetzer Hara, Barosi Loi, for that Yetzer Hara, I've given you the Torah itself. Not against it, for it, with it. But it becomes a whole different ballgame. Here is Esav, who represents the Yetzer Hara. He asks his father, how do I take Maaseh from Melech, from the Tevin, from the straw, to be the Shomer, the Pri, that's one aspect of the Yetzer Hara, to keep away, to overcome the Yetzer Hara. But there's also, it's the spice, it's the Tevin, it's the Melech, it's the salt. What is salt? Salt, if you know how to use salt properly, salt brings out the flavor in any dish. If you put too much in, everything tastes of salt. But if you put the right amount, it takes out, extracts the flavor of that dish. It brings out the flavor. It's the Tavlin. That's the second purpose of the Yetzer Hara. The second purpose is, and Esav says, how do I take Maaseh, how do I elevate to the level of Kedusha? How do I work on my Tafkid, which has two parts to it. One part is to be the Shomer Lepri, I keep away from Ra, and my other part is to be that spice, which is then invested, is used in Avodas Hashem. Kesava Aviv, Shumadakti B'mitzvahs. His father thinks, here's Esav, mamish, holding in what the Yetzer Hara is all about. Understanding the challenge of this world, and understanding that the Yetzer Hara you've got to overcome, you've got to avoid doing Ra, keep away from the Leis Aseis, but your Aseis, everything to do with your mitzvahs, have to be invested with that Yetzer Hara, b'shnei Yetzercha, or Yetzer Tov, Yetzer Hara. It's got to be invested with the koyach of that spice, which is the Torah Tavlin. And this is Esav. He has a tafkid. He's supposed to be partners with Yaakov. Yaakov is the Torah, and Esav is that which is ma'ala olam hazeh. How is he ma'ala olam hazeh? Because he takes the ra itself, he keeps away from the ra, and he invests the ra in a good place. He connects to Yaakov Avinu. But what happens? As we know, the challenge is too great, and the ish soda, Yodea Tzayid, who knows how to trick his father, unfortunately, he himself ends up being sucked in by the Yetzirah. Which, by the way, I forgot to mention, that's the pshat in Arizal. And Arizal said that Yitzchok could see that Rebbe Akiva would come out of Esav. He understood that a proper usage of Esav, using the Torah Tavlin, using the spice the way it's supposed to, is going to produce Chedvus HaDeshmaitza, the incredible geshmak and deep Torah of Rebbe Akiva. That's the oimek of the Arizal. That he's telling you that through the koyach of Esav, one has the shaychus to be able to invest that in Torah. Esav messes up, and now who takes on his role? Of course we know, Yaakov takes on both roles. Torah umitzvos. Yaakov now has the dual role of being Yaakov, the yeshiva bocha, but also now he has to take that koyach of the Yetzer Hara. Can you imagine suddenly getting Esav's koyach? Is it a surprise that he then spends 14 years in Yeshiva Shem Be'eva? Of course he has to go back to Yeshiva for 14 years. If you just got Esav as part of you just bought the koyach of Esav, and now you're not just Yaakov, you're also Esav, you go straight back to Yeshiva. Absolutely, that's the only way to cope with it. And then he goes back to Yeshiva, he has to be able to bring this koyach into line. And now Yaakov becomes both. He's Yaakov and he's Esav. He has to do the job that Esav didn't manage to do. And that's why we understand that Yitzchok, by the way, why did you want to give the brachas to Esav? What, Yaakov? You didn't know Yaakov was a tzaddik? Of course you knew Yaakov was a tzaddik. But Esav needed his own brachas of Olam Hazer. The brachas that are going to say, you need koyach to be able to fight the Yetzer Hara. And Yaakov dresses up and Yaakov gets those brachas. And what does Yaakov say? Anoichi Esav Becherecha. So the Poshup Shah is, or not Poshup Shah is, Anoichi Esav Becherecha. But Be'oimek, when Yaakov Avinu walks in and he says, you know what, Anoichi Esav Becherecha, his mom is telling the emes. Anoichi Esav Becherecha. I am now Esav the Bechor. I have bought his Bechor. I now have his Tafkid. I mamish am Esav doing what he's supposed to do in this world. Therefore, I've come for the brachas. He has the brachas which are anyway going to go to Yaakov Avinu, but now he needs the extra koyach to fight the ra as well. He takes on the dual personality. He's the Yoshev Aholim, but he's also the Ish Yodea Tzayid, the Esav that he was supposed to be. And that's why Yitzchak wanted to give the brachas to Esav. He needed the extra koyach. And Yaakov takes the brachas because Yaakov now is the dual personality. And Mamele, it's obvious that Yaakov has to marry two wives, even though Leah was supposed to be for Esav and Rachel was supposed to be for Yaakov, but because now Yaakov took on the personality of Esav, he also has to marry Leah. It's poshut, because he has to be both. And Klal Yisrael may have Torah mitzvahs. It's supposed to be that the Jewish people are only involved in Torah, and the Umos HaOlam are involved in mitzvahs. But it didn't work out that way. And we have both, Torah and mitzvahs. The struggle of being able to invest time in the spiritual world, and also the challenge of taking on the physical world. But it all starts from understanding the koyach of the Yetzer Hara is the koyach that we need. We need the Yetzer Hara. As the Zohar says, we need the Yetzer Hara, otherwise there would be no chedvus HaDeshmaisa, no geshmak, no enjoyment in learning. That's the pshat. To love Hashem, b'shnei Yitzrecha, with Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara, you take that koyach and you invest it in that which is positive. Elsewhere, Chazal say that the same taiva that a person has, l'noshim, that taiva is also the same taiva for Torah. It's the kosher version. And b'oimek, there's two parts of a human being where a person feels missing. Adam Arishon was created, ish v'isha. And the isha was taken away from him. So he's chaser, you're missing something. And therefore, a man has to go after an isha, has to get married, because he's missing. When you're missing, you're chaser, you desire something, because you're missing it. That desire, because you're missing your other half. That's why a person has to get married. And what else? We know that when we're in utero, we learn the whole Torah. And then as soon as we come into this world, we forget the whole thing. Once again, we had it! And now we're missing it. Why give it to us and take it away? Because now we're missing it. We know we're missing it. Not consciously, perhaps, but subconsciously we know we're missing it and we need to go after it. It being the Torah. We're missing our other chelek, that's the wife, and you're missing the other chelek, which is the Torah. And therefore those are the two same desires that are part of who you are. part of who you are, an ish with isha, and also an ish with Torah. And therefore, that same desire that the Yetzer Hara has, which, because of which, if you try to get rid of the Yetzer Hara, no chicken will lay any eggs, that same desire is the Chedvus of Deshmaitzer. That's the kosher version of how to take the Yetzer and invest it in that which is real. And therefore, Barasi Lo Torah, Barasi Lo Yetzer Hara, Barasi Lo Torah Tavlin. Torah is the equivalent. Because they're both things that you're missing, but the Torah is that which fills that missing link. That is a little bit of scraping of the surface of the beginning of this week's parasha, and therefore we've explained, let's just sum up. We've explained that Esav wasn't supposed to be bad from the start. Yes, he was desired, he had a desire for Avodah Zarah, but his tafki was to overcome that. He asked his father, how do I take Maisa from Teven, from straw and from Melach? There's two chalokim, two mitzvahs. Mitzvahs loisasei, the protection, keeping away from that which is bad, avoiding the Yetzara, that was one tafkid of Esav. And the other is to invest, mitzvahs asei, to invest this world with that spice, with that cheshek and that desire. So take the Yetzara, which wants to do ra, and invest it and make it toiv. And that's the Shnei Yetzarecha. Yetzar toiv and Yetzara, bilvovecha. So love Hashem with both your Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara. And that is the pshat of Mashcheh LeBeis HaMedrash. Take him to the Beis HaMedrash, invest it in Torah. We should be zoicha to take the koyach of the Yetzer Hara, which we all know we have a Yetzer Hara. If we realize how amazing we are when it comes to the Yetzer Hara, that's the raya that kefel kiflayim, double that and triple that and however many times you want to double it. That's the koyach that we can invest into Torah and how we can grow in Torah and spiritually. And therefore we should learn dafka from Esav, that he got it wrong, but how right we can get it. If that's the koyach of destruction, look what's happened because of Esav, look how right we can get it if we use that koyach for the right purpose.